holiday greeting.
Same to you, fellow human.
Joyeux Noël?
Sure. Welcome to everyone's favorite holiday tradition. I mean, everyone, a couple thousand of you. It's the Geek Cave Podcast Geek Gift Guide.
Woo! Woo! Woo!
Buy us stuff. We're going to tell you what to buy for us or for someone else. So,
buy the things.
I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
And normally, for our main podcast, it goes comics, games, movies. So let's just keep that format going. Justin, what should we get the comic geek or comic adjacent geek in our lives?
Well, there is always the ubiquitous Comixology subscription.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, they're phasing out Comixology, and they're going to just Kindle.
Boo.
So, okay,
it's the same thing.
Okay, let me rephrase. They're phasing out the Comixology app. So all of your comics will be looked at through the Kindle app.
Uh-huh.
But they still have Comixology Unlimited.
Okay.
So you can still do that, or an Amazon gift card for said digital purchases. If you know somebody who has a lot of single issues, there are a ton of display cases and boxes to, you know, hold and either show off or store. You can't go wrong with that. I've got several different types for my single issues, and I love them to death. Collectibles. You cannot go wrong with figures of your person's favorite character. McFarlane Toys makes excellent looking ones.
They do.
Funko has some fun ones. Hasbro and Mattel also make, they're more toy-y, you know, posable, movable, whatever. So just nice wide price range there. But just, you know, find out what your person's favorite comic book hero is and you'll find something. And on the more expensive side, because digital comics are becoming more prevalent,
mm-hmm.
and the quality is very good, and they're also incorporating older issues now. Get them like an iPad or an Android tablet or something like that, that they can then download those things and read them on.
Man, Kindle Fire is like $50.
Yeah, Kindle Fire. Yeah. Yeah, something like that. And if you're getting them a Comixology subscription, that would probably be perfect. That also allows them to stream movies or something like that.
It's multitasking.
Multitasking. I got a couple more suggestions.
Yeah.
They're not comics. They're more like other. Just keep going.
Yeah, we're all cash right now.
Okay. If they're a gamer, get them a gift card to Decal Girl.
Yeah, Decal Girl. They supply the skin for our Extra Life.
Yeah. And they have a wide variety of stuff there too. So even if your comic book person is also a gamer, you can find something.
They make iPad skins.
iPad skins. They make skins for a lot of things. So just find out what console they use or whatever. Go on there, have a look, or just get them a gift card.
And you guys recently got your child one for a controller. Mm-hmm. How easy was it to apply, would you say?
It was pretty easy. I didn't get all the bubbles out, so maybe if I had done two or three more, it would have been chef's kiss perfect.
Yeah, it does require a bit of patience.
Yeah, but as somebody who likes to put together Legos in his spare time, I have patience. It's just the first one is always a bit awkward.
It's like a window clean.
And because it, you know, if I got a little skew or whatever, I was able to carefully peel it off and restick it. It's a vinyl decal. So, you know, if you mess by the 50th time, it might stop sticking, but two or three, you're okay.
You're going to quit by then anyway.
And the last thing on my list, if you potentially want to traumatize your person,
sure.
They now have Grogu or Baby Yoda Tamagotchis, where you can...
Oh, no.
Yeah, where you have to keep Grogu alive.
Oh, no.
As you do a Tamagotchi.
This is the way.
No.
And so there's every chance you're going to wake up one morning, forgot you feed him yesterday, and you've killed Baby Yoda. But if this person is very good and fastidious about their chores, It's fine.
Great way to teach a kid about pets.
I would not buy this for a child.
No, but like, I'm just saying.
We had them as a child, and you see how we turned out.
Yeah, I had one as a child, and I learned about responsibility in a day. Because yeah. I forgot to take mine to school with me, and I come back, and it had like so many illnesses, it would not respond to touch. It was still alive, but it was dead the next day.
Yeah. So don't buy that for your child. Buy that for your adult friend
who
you possibly want to traumatize.
Or a teenager who's well-adjusted.
There are no well-adjusted teenagers.
Okay, a teenager who's going to be able to roll with it.
Okay.
Or one you don't like.
That too. Thank you, Justin. Gaming is one of our top three segments, and you know I could.
Is that wrong?
Is that where's the lie?
He is technically correct,
which is the best kind
of correct.
Yeah. So I could give you like the usual game suggestions, but chances are, if you've got a gamer in your life, A, they've been very vocal about what games they want, and B, they've probably bought them already. So what I'm going to do is give you a couple of suggestions otherwise. For example, I like my wife works from home, and I have different hours than my spouse. And so I like a good gaming headset so I can still enjoy the sounds of the game and be immersed in it without blasting the speakers. And so I've got an Atrix headset that I got from GameStop that cost me like $70. But I would also recommend the Razer Black Shark 2 because it's a headset that is compatible with a number of different platforms. Works on pretty much every modern platform and device, you know, standard eighth inch, you know, jack. Because sometimes, you know, I've tried Bluetooth headsets. Fun fact, the PlayStation 5 uses Bluetooth to connect to controllers and other accessories. Does not connect to audio accessories with Bluetooth.
Yeah.
Don't know why, other than just they're being jerks about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you might want to look into a couple of these headsets and the Razer Black Shark and the Atrix series from GameStop. Both very good quality. And you're going to spend anywhere from $60 to $80 on that. So, but if for a real good headset that's going to last you a long time, you know, it's worth that investment. If you want to go a little bit cheaper, you still want to stick to sound. Let's say maybe you've got a PC gamer, or maybe you got someone who likes to, you know, pull up like some music on their phone while they're gaming. Because I did that tons of times growing up. I'd have the, you know, the stereo on while I'm playing Mortal Kombat or whatever. The Creative Pebble Pro. I'm going to show you guys a picture of these just adorable little speakers. You know, they're pebbles. They look like tiny little speakers. They got like an LED ring at the bottom that changes color.
Nice.
You know, and they run either off USB-C directly into your PC or via Bluetooth. They've even got analog inputs. $50.
Nice.
Not bad. You can buy them directly from Lenovo. They're really good. Here's something you're definitely going to need, especially if you have Game Pass or if you get someone Game Pass or PlayStation Plus. For the holidays, they're going to need storage for that. And that stuff is getting cheaper. You can get a 1 terabyte Samsung SSD external drive for $79. You know,
nice.
That's not bad at all. That can double or triple your storage space. And, you know, that'll even work with the Steam Deck dock. And everyone knows the Steam Deck is storage is a premium there. So be sure to check that out. And finally, I would recommend that if you do a lot of mobile gaming, like our phones can run Game Pass now. They can run PlayStation Remote Play. You know, they can run some pretty intensive games. And almost everyone has a smartphone. You might want to look into a backbone. These are these controllers that just kind of like extend and then you clip onto your phone. Like, I'll send you guys, like, a concept shot so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I've seen pictures like
you know?
That, yeah.
And there's a PlayStation-specific one with the PlayStation buttons, and it looks like a DualShock controller that works with PlayStation Remote Play. And the other ones are great for Game Pass. And it's going to run you anywhere from, like, $50 to $75, but they make one that is Lightning compatible for older iPhones. They make a USB-C version for, like, newer phones. And, you know, I have an older backbone that I have used for Game Pass on my phone, And it's a flawless experience. The button prompts are there. There's no lag, anything like that. So those are just a few ideas. One that I'm going to selfishly throw in because I hope my spouse is listening because I want this. I love mechanical keyboards, but it's impossible to find a wireless one, it seems. They always have to be wired. SteelSeries now makes a wireless one called the Apex Pro. It has like a bunch of RGB lights underneath it, so you can program it to have different colors, whatever. It's got that click, 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 the clickiness that we all love so much. It is a bit pricey. This is the most expensive thing. It's going to cost about $230. But for a good wireless mechanical keyboard is going to last longer, you know. It's going to be a little bit more robust for your usage. So those would be some of my suggestions. And, of course, you know, just check your beloved's wish list. Chad, what you got for movies?
I'm here, too. Well, as everyone's getting rid of physical media,
boo.
It's we're going to be in this interesting time this year, especially, where some of that is going to hit really low prices as places are trying to get rid of it. And there's probably going to be some really pretty amazing deals, especially on old TV series. You know, you got Grandpa Really Digs on Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke ran for like 600 episodes.
There's a lot of Gunsmoke.
You know,
oh, yeah.
And now you can get that for like $60. That's a pretty good deal. things like that, because in that realm, your interests are going to have something that ties to it. Now, I like the idea, the Bluetooth headsets and so forth, because those will now connect like to my TV directly.
Right.
To be able to watch TV at night when I don't want to wake up my kid or my spouse, or just I want to listen a little bit louder. You know, you can do that.
Really immerse yourself.
And mm-hmm. It's nice, you know. This is the one, though, that I think people will overlook. So as we've got more streaming services and we're getting more movies really close to theater quality and timing, you know, there are gourmet popcorn.
Yeah.
You can buy just gourmet popcorn kernels, put a little bit of oil in a pan and put the kernels in it and pop it and have no joke delicious popcorn that you can make at home. Put all the coconut oil and syrup and butter and cinnamon or whatever that you want on it. That's fine. But until you've actually tried it, popcorn, believe it or not, has its own flavor based on the species of corn. And there are a lot of them out there, and it's kind of a fun thing to put in a whole bunch of black and purple seeds and get out this really strikingly white, almost buttery popcorn at the end of it. So think about that in terms of that person that's the movie geek in your life that's just like, man, you know, like watching movies, but who doesn't like popcorn movies? Watching movies with a crunchy, salty snack is just a thing.
It is.
And we should all embrace that. I don't have a whole bunch. It's one of those things that movies and DVDs are, and Blu-ray and 4K and what have you.
VHS and Betamax.
Well, they're so wide-reaching that it's kind of like saying the Comixology or the Kindle or whatever.
That's your catch-all.
Your catch-all thing. But that catch-all thing is the thing. So unless you get looking for something specific like, you want to get the 50th anniversary Casablanca set that has the great big box that has the coasters in it and the 1944, you know, movie review thing that they handed out for premiere night and so forth. But most of the time you can find really great quality movies. Just look for what people like. We watched was it one of the Godzilla movies we watched that was on Blu-ray, but it was like one of the 1950s. Like it was an old Godzilla movie that they had put into high definition. It looked like it was made, you know, 3 weeks ago. Do that. Find something that you've only seen on VHS. You want to slightly traumatize somebody. As we've discovered that we do, find a Blu-ray copy of Land Before Time 1. Or
I thought we were going with Side Kicks. I thought that's where we were going.
Or Rock-a-Doodle. You know, we can find, you know, Brave Little Toaster, Anastasia.
Mm.
You know, I'm...
So basically Don Bluth.
Yeah. Yeah, find a Don Bluth, Secret of Nim.
Yeah.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
They are not sponsoring this. We have no affiliation with this, but Shout Factory.
Oh, yeah, Shout Factory does cool stuff.
Great place to go to look for, I forgot about that kind of movies.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a subsection called Scream Factory for the Halloween geek, which is me. And so every October they have a big sale. So I'm always looking through going, yes, 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 you know.
Right on.
So that's kind of where I sit. It's like your movie geek probably just wants movies.
Mm-hmm.
And movies are easy for now. Soon they won't be. Soon it'll have to be they've got which streaming services? Yeah, you're going to need a subscription to this, that, the other thing.
Yeah, I was about to say you would probably recommend Tubi if it wasn't free already.
Well, I'd recommend Tubi anyway. If you want something a little bit off the wall, look for a Mobi subscription.
Mobi,
okay. I think it's Mobi. Might be Mubi, but it's like M-O or M-U-B-I.
Mubi.
But what it is it's curated movies.
Okay.
So they're chosen and they're kind of... You know, Netflix for movies that's, you don't necessarily choose what you're getting. This is what you got, and it'll change in a week.
Yeah, Mubi, M-U-B-I.
Okay. So, but you'll get a lot of off-the-wall stuff going that route.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Mm.
All right. Appreciate you guys each and every year hanging out with us. So, December's coming up. We got a lot of great stuff lined up for you. Be sure, of course, to check geekcavepodcast.com for links to our socials. Be sure to check us out on all your favorite podcast services, including You Want Me to Watch What, which we have got a new episode for next week. December podcast is right around the corner, first full week of December. And then, of course, week three, which is what this is. And I think next month it's the Golden Justins.
Yes.
So that's exciting. We get to argue about what was great. It's better than talking about the bad things.
This is true.
So, all right. Well, thanks, guys. Be sure to, again, hit up geektapepodcast.com. And remember, everyone's a geek for something. Happy holidays.